Hello everyone, and welcome to Season 4, Episode 4 of the Potter Discussion. I'm your host, Oscar, and here on the Potter Discussion, we discuss some of Harry Potter's deepest and darkest theories, tidbits, and little Easter eggs you might have missed, and you probably did. Woo! Today, I am so excited because this is actually our 50th theory of the Potter Discussion. Woo! Cheers! Claps! Not the 50th episode. We've had extras, you know, the highlight reel, the Happy Halloween, all that kind of stuff. But this is the 50th new theory that we have ever had. I'm excited. I hope you're excited. And today's theory is just adding to that awesomeness. Today, I will be discussing Grindelwald's big plan. We're discussing Grindelwald and Dumbledore a lot in this season, so it's going to be a good time. We're going to find out a lot about more of their life, their plans, and the little details that make their schemes so interesting. Today, I will be going over the overarching plan that Grindelwald had in place to rise to power. It involves a lot of things, and I did touch base on this theory quite a while ago, but I will be going into more detail as well as providing another element. So, yeah, let's get going. Right from the get-go, Gellert Grindelwald was a schemer. He made plans and elaborate webs of many lies, cheats, and other ways of rising to the top. The crimes of Grindelwald really focused on exactly what happened. This theory has two parts, a question and an answer. The question is asking what is the skull that Grindelwald has and whose was it? The answer part of this theory is providing information on how Grindelwald managed to further his own agenda so effectively. Let's begin. I would like to start with the skull. For those who don't know, Grindelwald has a skull that allows him to share his visions of the future with anyone. He sucks in some grayish smoke from it, then breathes it out to form his vision. As we never get any background knowledge on what the skull is, we don't have much information to start. Really, the only information we have to go on is the German writing on the skull and the year. In English, the saying is, for the greater good. That was the phrase that Grindelwald made his own. That is the first clue to the answer we seek. That's because the phrase was invented a year after the crimes Grindelwald is invented. Yeah, Dumbledore himself was the inventor of this phrase. Dumbledore first mentioned it in a letter he wrote to Grindelwald in the distant future, celebrating the life that they had together. Here is that letter. Gellert, your point about wizard dominance being for the Muggles' own good. This, I think, is the crucial point. Yes, we have been given power, and yes, that power gives us the right to rule, but it also gives us responsibility over the world. We must stress the point. It will be the foundation stone upon which we build. Where we are opposed, as we surely will be, this must be the basis of all our counterarguments. We seize control for the greater good. And from this, it follows that we are met with resistance. We must only use the force that is necessary, and no more. This was their mistake at Durmstrang, but I do not complain, because if you had not been expelled, we would not have met. Okay, that was a lot to take in, and there's a top layer that we had to scrape off to reach the answers we seek below. The largest takeaway for our purposes is when Dumbledore says, we seize control for the greater good. That is where the saying was first said. So there is no way that Grindelwald could have seen that letter before it was ever written. I mean, like, Grindelwald would have to, like, see into the future. Oh. He did. But that means that Grindelwald had taken more than just a phrase. Dumbledore gave Grindelwald his whole life story. Going to Durmstrang, getting thrown out, and meeting Dumbledore. Every single solitary thing Grindelwald would need to rise to power. So is that the answer? Well, I think it is. That is the answer part of this theory. Let's circle back around to the question. And there's a very simple piece of evidence to suggest the clarity of this theory. Grindelwald's skull is Ariana Dumbledore's. Boom! Might sound creepy, but it isn't. Let me explain. This is for two reasons. First, the saying, for the greater good, is written on the skull. Ariana's killing was described by Grindelwald as the first death for the greater good. Grindelwald might have known that the sharing of his visions would be one of the more important parts of his rise to power. And the second reason the skull is Ariana's is highlighted in the last episode, Project Dumbledore, Season 4, Episode 3. Dumbledore tried to regrow Ariana out of her Obscurus. Well, if her body could still hold on to an Obscurus, why not do the same for the skull? It could be that Grindelwald knew that was an extremely effective method of getting the power he wanted from such an important person. One of the most driving factors for this theory is the general nature of Grindelwald himself. He is all about getting as much power as possible, and with all of these factors in mind, this theory just might work. There you go. Boom. I think this theory is very, very close to the truth. And here is why. Grindelwald had this skull. Of course, don't think he just went to Nocturne Alley and got a skull. Actually, shouldn't have said that, but I'm just saying, like, you don't just find skulls on the street. So he would have had to actively go out and find a skull for his own. And because it might have been Ariana's, that kind of puts everything into perspective. Dumbledore and Grindelwald were, like, brothers. More than brothers. So when they split apart, Grindelwald might not have been like, oh yeah, I understand, as like a very angry, emotional, powerful wizard. I don't think he would just let go of the most important relationship of his life. So it could be that when they separated, Grindelwald knew that to get back at Dumbledore, he had to do something big. So, several years before that we actually see the skull, he might have gone to Ariana's grave, as I'm sure someone like him would do, and he would magic the skull out of the ground, and then write on it, put a date. So that actually might work. And the date also is something that is a little interesting, because if he got the skull several years before he, like, we actually see it, the date is still the date that the Crimes of Grindelwald takes place. So how could that be the same at all? Well, maybe Grindelwald had another vision about something else in the future, and maybe he put the inscription and the date on the skull when that thing happened. Because I don't think he intended to use the skull for the way he did right when he got it. I think he knew that he would need to use the skull for just more than getting back at Dumbledore and, I don't know, have a nice centerpiece. But I don't think it was intended to be, like, the inscription, the date, the gray smoke, and in that weird mausoleum thing in Britain. New York, actually. So that might be why, and why he just kept it for such a long time before actually putting all the inscriptions and the date on it, just because it wasn't important at the time that he got it. Let's just, like, make an estimation. how long ago did Grindelwald get the skull? Well, for our purposes, let's just say 3 years. That seems pretty reasonable. And Ariana's body probably wouldn't have, you know, I don't want to say decomposed, but it probably would have been in one piece by the time that Grindelwald was at that point. So I think Grindelwald was thinking in his mind, well, we know this for a fact. Ever since Grindelwald, like, heard of the fact that people rise by getting more power, that's exactly what his life goal was, to rise in the ranks by getting more power. And power is something that is just so hard to come by artificially. But I think Grindelwald knew that somehow he would have to make a new definition, almost, of what getting power not artificially actually means. So, when he made his whole plan, he had the vision, and he knew what he had to do. So, he had to go to Durmstrang, get thrown out, and meet Dumbledore. Then, after several years, he would get the skull, and then he would inscribe on it, and then they would have their whole duel. But, actually, I highlighted why he actually lost and his plan didn't work out in the How Dumbledore Destroyed the Blood Pact episode. I can't remember the exact number, but it's season 2, maybe episode 6. So if you want to check that out, I think it definitely highlights more. I said highlights so much. It definitely looks at more of the inner details about how Grindelwald actually lost. But that's another interesting fact. Something else that I would like to talk about is how Dumbledore said that Grindelwald got thrown out of Durmstrang by using too much power. And this could be interpreted in several different ways. And I think that there are two that could really fit what we are looking for. The first one is maybe Grindelwald was actually using dark magic. Durmstrang isn't a school for dark magic, but it is, I don't want to say famous, but it is known for somewhat evil wizards coming out of it. It's like if Durmstrang was Slytherin. They aren't all bad, but they just are not the most noble of people. So I think Grindelwald might have, I think he definitely used dark magic in the process of his schooling, so it could be kind of a misconception, where Grindelwald actually was trying to learn something not really in the realm of what he was supposed to be studying at the time of his schooling. That's the first. The second option is something that I think is a little more theory-like, and you will understand what I mean by that in a second. This idea is maybe Grindelwald got caught on purpose. And that might sound crazy, because why would he want to just be thrown out of his school unannounced? Well, I think it has something to do with the letter he saw. And keep in mind, having a vision of the future means you're having a vision of the future, and not the past. So, if Grindelwald saw the letter being written, he knew that he had to be thrown out. And you don't just say, oh, I'm going to be thrown out, and I'm going to be a good boy and go through the year. You gotta do something to be thrown out on purpose. So Grindelwald may have purposely been caught doing something that was so bad he had to be thrown out. And that is actually what I think happened. The letter he saw gave Grindelwald everything he needed, and he followed exactly what the letter told him to do, so he made it to the top. Boom. There you go. Just saying boom again, because it's just such a fun word to say. But, yep, that's the theory. If you have any questions, comments, or theories that you would like to hear on the podcast, you can definitely send me an email. My email is at thepotterdiscussion. That is at thepotterdiscussion. If you would like to help me out a ton, you can definitely leave a review. If it's 5 stars, please tell me what I'm doing right so I can continue to bring you this awesome content that you are hearing right now. So many exciting things are happening this week. If you're not listening to it when it comes out, you can probably already join what I'm about to launch. So excited. Hope you're excited. Subscribe for more content. Never miss another episode. And as always, use this information to your advantage, and I'll see you later.